nice guy factor. I always preach the same message to magicians about how they treat the audience in general and helpers specifically. There are a few performers who have developed a character that allows them to say and do things to the audience I would never be able to get away with, nor would I want to. Steve Bargatze is the first to come to mind. He establishes his character immediately through his stage persona and scripting. You know in seconds that he won't be winning any Dale Carnegie Awards. I recently spoke with him about his character on stage, and he said that he's only seen a couple guys that can pull off an abrasive and somewhat abusive style. But Steve does it well, and it's funny. As a magician, when I see his act and hear the laughter, I wonder if I could get away with some of that. The answer is no. It's not me, and I would come across as a phony while he is funny. It's rare to see a magician get away with being abrasive with an audience. As a children's entertainer, I wouldn't recommend us trying. So what's left? I suggest we treat our audience like friends. Make your helpers the stars of the show. Go out of your way to provide the best, funniest, most magical, friendliest, audience-interactive show you can do. But that's everything most children's entertainers do anyway. Where's my check? I was talking with my client before a show, and she shared about another performer that I know personally. He and I both did a show for the same client a few weeks earlier. I know that his show is top-notch and funny. I was surprised that she wasn't happy with him. She said, when he walked in the door, he said, "Where's my check?" She went on to explain that he really didn't even say hello. She said, he just wanted his check and to go on first because he had to leave for another show. I didn't personally see his performance because I was working with a different group of kids. I asked if the show was good. She said, yes, it was great, and the kids loved him. I asked if she would use him again, and she said, never. Since she was sharing honestly with me, I decided to ask, if he had been a nicer person when he met you, but his show was just okay, would you hire him back? She said, yes. Our conversation reminded me of a powerful principle about giving people what they want. People want to feel like they're working with a nice person. In the case of this buyer, the nice guy factor was more important than the show. Although most people don't think about it, I think the nice guy factor is more important with buyers than we realize.